Hallelujah. Oh, it's so wonderful. We welcome you tonight in the presence of the Lord. Welcome to church tonight. And I pray that you have a wonderful time. Feel free to worship God tonight. Feel free to if you want to, if you feel to get up and run around, you feel free to do that. Hallelujah. Just feel the Spirit of God and just whatever the Spirit of God tells you to do, do it. Do it. Exactly what the mother of Jesus says, whatever he tells you to do to the servants, you do that, hallelujah. And we need to do whatever the Spirit of the Lord tells us, hallelujah. Whatever Jesus tells us to do, we're going to do it, hallelujah. Because he is our God. He is our precious one. He is a wonderful God and Savior, hallelujah. Do you love him tonight? Well, hallelujah to Jesus. Let's give him a clap offering to Jesus, to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord! Hallelujah, Jesus! Hallelujah! Praise God! Are you ready to hear the word of God tonight? Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Praise God! Why don't you open your Bible tonight? We're going to read from a couple of verses from 1 Samuel chapter 17. That's in the Old Testament. If you like to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, then we're going to read from verse 45. And then we're going to go down to 50. Oh, I lost. Oh, there's Samuel. 1 Samuel 17. Have you got that? If you have it, say amen. If you don't have it, say wait. Someone say wait. Okay, I'll wait a little bit then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. Then let's go down to verse 50. It says, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. And smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his shield. Therefore, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw the champion was dead, they fled. Precious Lord. Praise God. Let's just bow our heads and pray before the Lord tonight to bless this word. Father, your precious name, which is above every name, Lord God Almighty, the name that we worship, the name that we exalt, the name that's going to give us remission of sins, Lord. Your precious name, Father, we pray tonight, Lord God, that you have the way in the midst of the people, Lord. Lord Jesus, as I read the scriptures, Father, I pray, Lord God, that you'll illuminate our minds and touch our hearts and touch our souls, Lord. We want to hear from you, Lord Jesus. We want to touch you, Lord God, with our hands, Lord. We're going to praise you, Lord God, tonight, Lord. Father, we invite your presence in this place. We invite your spirit, Lord God. We invite you, Lord God. You welcome, Lord God, in this place. Jesus, Almighty God, omniscient, omnipresence, Lord. Lord God. God Almighty, we invite your presence, Lord God, in this place. Touch your hearts, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, according to our needs, Lord God, reach down with your precious hand, Lord God, and touch every one of us, Lord God, tonight, because we are needful people, Lord God. We need you, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord God, never before, Lord Jesus, in these last days. We need you, precious Lord. Touch, Lord God, everyone tonight, Father. I pray in your precious name. In the name which is above every name, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. And everybody says amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. David he was going to be the king of Israel. He wanted to. He was anointed by Samuel, because God told Samuel to anoint David to be the king of Israel. He'll be the president. He'll be the number one in Israel, because it was God's will for him to be a king. And then his father said to him, David, why don't you take some food to your brothers to see how the war is going. Go and see, take some food and take it to your brothers and come back and give me a report how the war is going in that area there. And David, the Bible tells me that he submit himself unto to the authority, although he was anointed, although he was going to be the king of Israel, although he was the number one in Israel, he submit himself unto authority. And saints of God, that's what we need to do. We need to submit ourselves to under the authority of God, the authority of the Spirit of God, the authority of the pastor, the authority of the eldest one. We need to submit ourselves to authority. And then when we do that, God's going to bless us. God's going to touch us. God's going to give us whatever we need. Hallelujah. Because he's going to see that we are under the authority of God, under the authority of the Spirit of God, under the authority of the pastor, because we are beyond the authority. And then if we not be under the authority, I don't want to be a rebel. I don't want to be a rebel. People that they're not under the authority, they are rebels, and they're just running around with clouds. The Bible calls them the clouds without water, clouds with anything. And then when we are under the authority of God, God's going to bless our lives. God's going to touch our lives. God's going to bless. He's going to touch us. He's going to bless us. That's what David did. Hallelujah. He submitted himself under the authority of his father. And he knew what was waiting for him later on. He knew what was waiting for him. But I say, I'm going to submit myself under the authority of my father. And he had a good spirit. The Bible calls him like he had an excellent spirit in him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful man of God that he was. David, I want to speak to you tonight about the giant killer. We need to kill the giants, hallelujah. We need to kill the giants out of our lives. We need to kill every giant out of our lives. We need to slew them and we need to kill them, hallelujah. We don't want any giants in our lives. David submit himself. The second thing, the second killer is to discipline. David, the Bible tells us that he rose up early. He rose up early. Hallelujah. He rose up early. He was disciplined. That's why God wants us to get up early and to seek after his face. I don't mean we have to get up early in the crack of dawn and then we, 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning. But when we put God first, doesn't matter if you get up 7 o'clock or 7:30, but put God first in your life. Hallelujah. Open the Word of God and read the Word of God and sing before the Lord. Hallelujah. And pray before the Lord, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the Omniscient, and the Omnipresent God. With discipline, rise up in the morning and say, Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. Hallelujah. And Lord, I'm going to put you first in my life. Lord, I'll rise up in the morning. I'm going to put you first, Lord. Because I don't know what the day is going to bring. But because you know all things, I put my hand upon your hand, Lord. I put my life upon your life, Lord. And I want to be blessed, hallelujah. And God will bless your life. He will bless you, you young children, you young people. Get up early in the morning. Not 5 o'clock, not 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Even 7 or 7:30, and said, Lord, here I am. I open the Word of God. Lead me, Lord God. What do you want me to, what can I read this morning? What can I do this morning? I want you to control my life, Lord. I'm here, Lord. He was disciplined. David, he was disciplined. He will rise up and he will be disciplined before the Lord and before his family. The third thing, he was a giant killer. He was a giant killer. Hallelujah. And then he was, the Bible says that he got up and then he went down to the ditch. He went down to the trench. There he was down in the trench there. And then the Goliath, he was coming up every morning for 40 days and 40 nights. And he was abusing the armies of the Lord. He was abusing the soldiers of the Lord. He would get up and says, "Give me a man. I want a man." He wasn't a homosexual, but he says, "Give me a man. I want to fight a man." But he says, "Give me a man, I want to fight." And he was abusing the armies of the Lord. He was abusing that. But David down on the valley, he was down in the valley there. As he was down there in the trench there, you know, he looked up. Maybe he saw the Goliath. He was probably nine feet. But the Bible, as he was looking up, he probably thought he was about 15 feet. But then, yes, he was, don't look the giant when you're down on the ground. Get up off the ground and look up the giant and face the giant and say to the giant, "I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to come and get you because I've got someone greater than anybody else. I've got Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory. I've got Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I've got Jesus, the Almighty God, the Omnipotent, the Omniscient, the Omnipresent God. And I'm going to kill the giant. Hallelujah. No matter what happened, I'm going to kill the giant. Hallelujah. Let us be kill giants tonight, saints of God. I want to kill that giant in my life. I don't want anything out of the devil in my life. I'm going to kill the giant." Can you say that? We're going to kill the giants. We will kill the giants in our lives. Hallelujah. David, he was ready to fight, ready to kill the giant. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can you believe that? That the young man, a young, how old he was, 17, 18, 20, he killed the giant. Hallelujah. And we can kill the giant. We can kill the giants. Hallelujah. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid to do anything. And then David, he come up out of the trench there. There he was shouting. Giant killers are shouters. I shout this, hallelujah. We need to be shouting the church of God, hallelujah. We need to praise and be shout, hallelujah. We need to say hallelujah to Jesus, hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. Amen. We need to be shouters in the house of the Lord, hallelujah. I don't see anybody that killed the giant when he was silent. When you are silent and we say anything, you don't say anything, you're silent. You can never kill a giant if you are silent. But we need to be shouters before the Lord, hallelujah. Shouters before the Lord God Almighty. I love these young people because every time the songs are singing, we're singing, they're dancing before the Lord. We are shouters. We are dancers, hallelujah. We are shouters, amen. We're going to be shouters. We're going to be shouters, hallelujah, no matter what, hallelujah. We're going to be praises. We're going to be shouters. We're going to be shouters, amen. David was a shouter, hallelujah. He says, "You come with a sword. You come with a shield. You come with the armor. But I've got something better than that. I've got my Jesus. I've got the Lord God Almighty, the host. I'm coming in the name of the Lord, hallelujah." The killer shouters, we are the killer shouters, and then we are shouters before the Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, Jesus Almighty, Omnipotent God Almighty, we are shouters, we are killers, we are shouters. Hallelujah! Amen. And then the giant killer, they're not afraid to fill the valleys with praises. They're not afraid to fill the valleys with praises. If you are down in the valley, don't worry. You're not going to be there very long. Just fill the valley with praises. Yet, Lord, I know you are with me, Lord Jesus. I know, Lord. I know you are with me, Lord. Oh, I praise you, Lord. Oh, I'm going through a terrible situation, Lord God. But I know you are with me, Lord. You're going to take me out of the valley, Lord. I'm not going to be stay too long in the valley, Lord. Lord, I know you, Lord Jesus. You are my number one, Lord. I know, Lord Jesus, nothing is impossible with you. And then we are praises. We are praising the Lord in the valleys. Hallelujah. We are praising the Lord in the valleys. Oh, amen. We fill the valleys with the praises of God. We fill the valleys. Hallelujah. And then we say, Lord, I know I'm not going to be very long in that valley, but I know your hand is upon me. You're going to raise me up. Hallelujah. You're going to lift me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid, saints of God. Nothing will happen to you. Put your hand upon the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your life upon the life of the Lord. And Jesus is going to touch you. And Jesus is going to lift you. And Jesus is going to bless you. And Jesus is going to hold you in his arms. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll fill the valleys with praises. Hallelujah. And then we have a giant killer receiving a reward. David come up and says, oh, I want to fight that giant. I want to kill the giant. What is the reward? What is the reward? And then they told him, they said, okay, the reward is you're going to be rich. You're going to marry his daughter. And then you don't gonna have to pay taxes anymore. Can you imagine that? You don't have to pay taxes anymore for your whole life. Amen. Oh, I want to be a giant killer. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. You're gonna be rich. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Be rich. Then you're gonna marry his daughter. I can't marry his daughter. I'm already married. And then you don't have for taxes. No more taxes you're going to pay. Oh, and David, he focused upon the reward. Says, oh, I like that. I want the reward. Then a few minutes later, he asks again. He says, what is the reward? What is the reward? What is the reward? And then they told him again the same thing. And then for the third time, he says, what is the reward? They told him the same thing. If you kill the giant, you're going to be rich. You're going to be married to the daughter. And you're going to no more taxes. Scott Morrison, he won't like that, would he? If I don't pay any taxes. Oh, no taxes. But David, he was a very fortunate man. And then what's the next thing he did? And then what's the next thing? And then he was a giant killer. And he was focusing on the reward. He was focusing on the reward. Saints of God, we need to focus on the reward too of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is a reward for us. Hallelujah. There is a reward wait for us. Hallelujah. If we are giant killers, and then we come out of the ditch there, and then we stand up, and we march towards Jesus Christ, and we are fight and kill the giants ones out of our lives. Hallelujah. There is a reward. There is a reward waiting for us. Hallelujah. There is a reward waiting for us. You mean we're going to walk the streets of gold? Yes, we will. You mean we're going to, the walls are going to be a jasper? Of jasper? Yes, we will. You mean we're going to have eternal life? Yes, we will. That's the reward. Hallelujah. It's waiting for us if we fight the giants. And if we fight the giants, hallelujah, because we're in the war. We're in the battle. We're in the battle. And the devil comes along and he doesn't want us to make it to the kingdom of God. But we're going to fight the battle. We're going to fight and we're going to get into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. There's a reward. We're going to focus. I'm focusing on a reward. I'm focusing in Jesus tonight. I'm focusing on our eternal life tonight. Hallelujah. I'm focusing. I'm going to see the streets of gold. I'm going to see the jasper. I'm focusing to see the new Jerusalem. I'm focusing. I'm going to see the trees of life up there. I'm focusing the river of life. Hallelujah. There. I'm focusing. There's a mansion waiting for me. Hallelujah. Up there. I'm focusing about Jesus Christ. He's going to be our Lord and Savior. I'm focusing about the Lord Jesus, the Almighty God. We're not going to need the sun up there in heaven. We're not going to need the sun. We're going to have the Lord and His glory. He's going to shine for us. Hallelujah. I'm focusing. The reward is waiting for me. Just like the Apostle Paul says, there's a reward waiting for me. There's a crown of righteousness. There's a crown of eternal life is waiting for me. Hallelujah. And then we can say the same thing when we slew the giants, when we slew the horrible things that the devil comes along, we slew them. And then the focusing of these things, focusing in heaven, then there's a reward waiting for us in heaven. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I have not seen and ear have not heard what is recorded in God's word. What's waiting for the saints that are waiting for Him, that love Him. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus, precious Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Focusing on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A giant killer. We must be the same in the nighttime and in the daytime. We must be the same. We don't need to have two different wardrobes. And we have one wardrobe for the daytime, one wardrobe for the nighttime. We need to be the same in church. We need to be the same at home. Hallelujah. We need to praise the Lord in church. Hallelujah. We say to the pastor, that was a wonderful sermon that you preach. But what about at home? Are you going to feel the same when you're at home? Are you going to feel the same excitement when you're at home? Jesus wants us to be the same at home, to feel excited about it. Feel the same way. Hallelujah. We need to be the same, to have the same. We don't want to be, to have two wardrobes, one for the dark and one for the light. But we need to be the same. The same. Saints of the same of the Most High God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. We have to be a submissive. We have to be a discipline. We have to be a shouter. We have to be determined. Determined. We need to be anything that's happened in our lives and in our souls, we need to be determined that we're going to make it. Hallelujah. No matter what, we're going to make it. Hallelujah. I want to be determined because there's a prize waiting for me. There's a crown of glory waiting for me. There's eternal life waiting for me. Hallelujah. There is Jesus waiting for me, waiting for you. Be determined about it. Be determined. How about hallelujah? The Bible says that in Acts 2:2, it says, and suddenly there was a mighty rushing wind, hallelujah. And it was a shout there. It was a shout. It was a mighty rushing wind in the day of Pentecost, hallelujah. Today is the day of Pentecost, and then it was a mighty rushing wind in the day of Pentecost, hallelujah. We want to hear that mighty rushing wind again, hallelujah. We want to hear again, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Just turn around to someone and says, I am a shouter for the Lord. Amen. Just give the Lord a clap offering tonight. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Praise God. We need to be determined. We need to be shouters. We need to be determined forever. Hallelujah. And then David came along and he took 5 stones out of the brook, the Bible tells me. He took 5 stones. He said to himself, if I missed with the first stone, I've got a second one. And then he spoke to me and says, when you pray for something, and then when you pray, and then you miss something, then I'm going to reach down that fasting, prayer. And fasting, I'm going to do fasting to kill the giant. Fasting and prayer to kill the giant. Hallelujah. And then if that missed, I'm going to call somebody else to help me praying. I'm going to get 2 or 3 people. Pray together to fast and pray to kill the giant. Hallelujah. Out of our lives. We need the fasting. We need to pray. We need to pray. Hallelujah. And then David, he had a little sling and 5 little stones in his shepherd's bag. And then he only had a little sling. We don't need all the technology, and technology is good. We can use that. We don't need all the technology. You know what we need? We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost in us. We need the power of God in us. Hallelujah. We need the anointing. It's the anointing of God. Hallelujah. It's the anointing that we need in our lives. Hallelujah. And then he comes along and he put the little stone in his sling and he's swinging around and he's slew, and then the stone hit him on his head. And then he had, I have to go back a little bit. I have to go back a little bit. So I forgot something. Saul said to him, put on my armor and fight the Goliath. Put on my armor. So they put on the armor of Saul. They put the armor of Saul and the sword, but that armor of Saul, it was too big for him. He wasn't right for David. And David threw it on the ground and says, I don't want that. I've got a sling here. I kill a bear. I kill a lion. I'm an excellent when I hate, you know, I can aim it right in on the dot there. He was a very good shooter, that man. He could have shoot, you know, from here to the window up there, and he could not miss. He was an excellent shooter. And then he says, through up there, he says, I have only a sling. He put the stone on the sling. He threw it up there. Killed the Goliath. He fell down. And then David ran away. He didn't have a sword. And then he went there. He took this Goliath sword. Cut his head off. Took his head, dripping, trophy. I'm going to have him as a trophy. I'm going to take him home. I'm going to take him home to remind me that I slew the giant. I'm going to take him home. Saints of God, if you're fighting with something in your life and you cannot get rid of it, and it's just something, you know, just you fall down, you come up again, you fall down, come up again, you need to cut the head off of it. You are a giant killer. You need to cut the head off of the giant. If you cut the head off the giant, then he's got no life and you have the victory. That's why God wants us to give us the victory. Hallelujah. Kill the giant. Cut the head off. And then David took the head off, took it to his tent, took it to his home. And the Bible says you put it on the pole, and you had it up there as a souvenir. I don't want to have someone's head as a souvenir. Dripping of that. You know that. Kill the giant. Kill the giant. Kill the giant. And that's how we're going to do it, is by the power of God. How we're going to kill it? By the power of God. Hallelujah. We have to be determined. We have to be determined. Determined. We have to focus on these things. We have to be determined. We have to be submissive. We have to be disciplined. We have to get up early. We have to get up out of the trench. We have to be praises. We have to be shouters. We have to be shout before the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to be submissive before the Lord. We need to kill the giant. If it's any giants in your life, get the sword of the Lord. Take the Bible in your hands and slew the giant in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You come
You Goliath, you come with a shield, and you come with a sword, and you come with armor. But I've got something stronger and powerful than that. I'm coming in the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. I'm coming in the name of Jesus, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. I'm coming in the powerful name, which is above every name. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I'm coming in the name of the Lord of hosts. Jesus is the Almighty God tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus is the omnipotent God tonight. Hallelujah. And the only thing we can defeat it is to be filled with the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God, saints of God. We need to have that beautiful Spirit of God. If you don't have the Spirit of God, we need the Spirit of God. Our pastor, he's been drumming into us for weeks and months now that we need the Spirit of God in us. We need the power of God in us. Hallelujah. And if the Lamb is fade away, it's going out, we need to be refueled again. We need the power. We need that light. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in us to be filled. Hallelujah. I want to be filled with this power of God. And I want to have a spare one. I'm going to have a spare one. I have a bucket or next one up there for oil. And have a spare one, because if when I run out, just top it up. Just top it up. Just top it up. We need the Spirit of God, because without the Spirit, we're going to be just an empty vessel. We need the Spirit. Without the Spirit of God, we're not going to make it to the kingdom of God. We're going to stay here. We're going to go to heaven. And the only thing to go to heaven is to born again. And then born again, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the power of God. Hallelujah. Then when you're filled with the power of God, you see you're going to be filled. You're going to feel different. You won't be the same again. Hallelujah. You're never going to be the same again, because you got Jesus in you, the hope of glory, the hope of glory. I heard something in the someone was telling me that there is, or probably I heard it from a pastor last week, there's 83 million advertising in the New Testament, not New Testament, 83 million in a computer, in a website, and all those 83 million are bad for the Christians. Hallelujah. They are bad, because how the devil has so much power on those things. And they got 83 million websites for, and then, you know, you do this, you do that, you do that, you do that, you watch this, watch this, watch that, watch that. Some things are good, but the majority are bad. And we need to kill those things. We need to have the power of God in us. We need to have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We need Jesus. We need Jesus in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. If I can have the musicians to come, please, to sing a song. And then we're going to have a beautiful baptism tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great to be baptized. I've been baptized 3 times. When I was a child, and I was back in Sydney in a different church, but then I was baptized in this church the right way, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sins. Wonderful to have Jesus around us, in us, everywhere we go. We take Jesus with us, everywhere, 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 everywhere. You want to be a giant killer? We can pray for you tonight. Let's stand tonight as we come.